In a plan adopted last year by its Board of Trustees, Michigan State University committed to an energy future comprised fully 100% of renewable energy resources. Or sources, I should say. This afternoon, University President Luana K. Simon updates the effort in her second annual Energy Roundtable, which will be a live webcast. And here to talk about President Simon's gathering and the larger issues involving campus energy and its economic impact is Jennifer Battle. Jennifer is Assistant Director for the Office of Campus Sustainability at MSU. Nice to see you this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us about all who are participating in President Simon's conversation and what they'll be talking about.
Yeah, we're actually excited. This is our second conversation, as you'd mentioned before, and we have a small panel of President Simon, Brandon Markin from Everlast Lighting, and then also Bruce Thompson from Rockford Construction. And the message really is not only about what Michigan State's committed to and as far as taking a leadership role in energy for our campus, but how that really impacts other businesses around the state and how they're able to take advantage of opportunities so that through investing in energy efficiency and renewable energy resources has provided a positive impact on their businesses.
So MSU essentially is kind of a laboratory for the transition to greener energy, and you just want to share that information here.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's also important for the businesses to say what the benefit has been to them. So certainly we want to walk the talk. So we've made a commitment to moving towards renewable energy, to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, but also how we're working with these other organizations around the state for them to for the building the infrastructure for that green economy and how we're partnering with them to do so.
Now, will this include opportunities for students, staff, or even the public to raise points, ask questions?
Absolutely. We've got a small live audience, and people can also submit questions via Twitter by using the hashtag MSU Energy. So we're encouraging people throughout the event, which is at 11 o'clock this morning, to submit their questions, comments, etc., via Twitter, and whatever we can answer will be answered on our website, energytransition.msu.edu, early next week.
Energy, that's an interesting website, too, by the way, energytransition.msu.edu. There's a lot there, and it's all really interesting. The university claims to be one of the top sustainable campuses in the country on that website, yet in the energy transition plan, it states that renewable energy makes up less than 2% of the energy mix at MSU. Can you help us understand how both of those can be true?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, there are a lot of organizations that rank institutions in sustainability, and we've received numerous rankings from NWF was where we were ranked one of the top five sustainable campuses, and then also Princeton Review is annually ranked us among the top universities. So a lot of those are based on a number of factors: energy, waste reduction, water conservation, etc. However, having those rankings for us doesn't mean that we are in a perfect position. We feel that there's a lot more we can do in the energy area, particularly with renewable energy and energy efficiency, and that's why we set some aggressive goals for ourselves. So at the beginning of the plan, in our baseline year, we virtually didn't have any renewable energy on campus.
And what that baseline year was
2009-2010.
Okay, very
so
good.
That fiscal year. But since then, we have added solar panels, as recycling center. We're adding more biomass at the power plant. We've added a geothermal system at the life sciences building addition. And the board also last year approved the construction of an anaerobic digestion facility, which should be opening in fall of 2013 of this year.
One of these surveys you referred to, the STARS, it's called the STARS program for short, rates campuses across the country regarding their efforts to transitioning to green energy. MSU fared respectably in the latest STARS report in a number of categories, and there are a lot of them, but we apparently ranked less impressively in terms of divestment in fossil fuel companies. This is one of their criteria. Last week, as you know, a letter signed by some 20 faculty and staff supported the call for divestment in fossil fuel companies specifically. Is the administration going to seriously consider this?
Well, first, just a clarification. The STARS categories looks at our endowment practices and not necessarily where you've invested, but the practice of how you either inform the community, et cetera. And most institutions have practices that are very similar to ours. So most, if you look at the ASHE rankings, that most institutions scored about where we scored in that area.
You don't get a lower ranking for investing in fossil fuel
companies?
You
get less points.
And
it's
you get less points for
it's an endowment practice, not necessarily a number for investment. But either way, going back to your other question about the Sierra Clubs initiative, the Student Sierra Clubs initiative, which is coupled with 350.org, the divestment fossil fuel campaign. Last week, the students and then who were also speaking on behalf of the faculty who signed the letter presented to the Board of Trustees and about divesting from fossil fuels. Certainly, anything that's brought before the board is considered. But what I understand is through our energy transition plan, of course, we're already making a commitment to move away from fossil fuels and invest in renewable energy resources. So through our practice here on campus at Michigan State, we're moving away from using fossil fuels. We're looking at more ways to invest in renewable energy. And my understanding is currently our direct cash holdings that we have less than 0.5% invested in the companies that were identified in that list.
It's clearly fewer than a lot of other universities. I mean, I think it's pretty clear U of M is invested a great deal more in fossil fuel companies than Michigan State, but still there seems to be a growing call for this. This is really in the hands of the board, though, I would presume, the board and the administration.
Sure, the board and the administration, those who look at endowments. And so just like anything that's brought to the board and to the administration, all these things are seriously considered. We look at it, and so I anticipate there will be a similar process.
How long will the campus rely on coal? How will that decrease over time?
Well, it already has decreased. So our baseline year, which again was 2009, 2010, we were using 85% coal. So our power plant is fuel flexible and can use both coal and natural gas. And at that time, we're at 85%. Through fuel switching, we've moved that to 36% and are continuing to move away from coal through fuel switching and, again, adding other renewable energy resources to campus. So that trend, through our transition plan, that is a trend that needs to continue in order for us to meet our goals.
I think it gets a little confusing because green energy advocates are in the news fairly regularly, mm-hmm. complaining about the university's use of coal and other issues. They're very persistent. Mm-hmm. How would you suggest the wider public view this back and forth between MSU and the green energy community?
Well, you know, I guess I don't view it necessarily as an us versus them. I think that one of the wonderful things about being on a college campus is that there's debate, there's dialogue, there's disagreement, and through that, I think it makes us all better. When we put together the energy transition plan, we had a lot of these voices on the committee. We have a lot of different faculty and staff, et cetera. So I think that what's great is that students and faculty and those who don't agree also have the opportunity to propose solutions. And in fact, this morning, I had an opportunity to hear about a lot of the solutions posed from a lot of our students who had issues with the plan last year. And then through some of the projects that we've worked with them on, have recommended different technologies and programs in order for us to better meet our goals. So, for example, some of the student organizations, they formed a sustainable energy committee and have been working on daylight harvesting technologies with our staff. They've been working on energy incentive programs to reduce energy use and reduce fuel use. And so I think that is really the beauty of having a lot of different voices at the table, so for us to take advantage of all of our different areas of expertise, all of our different opinions, and really create a better future for Michigan State in the energy side.
Jennifer Battle is the Assistant Director for the Office of Campus Sustainability here at Michigan State University. She's been talking about President Luana K. Simon's update this afternoon. Her second annual Energy Roundtable will be a live webcast. Nice to see you, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.